So I'm speaking on Sri Vishnu Sahasranama, name 555. The name is Durga. Now, those of you who study Bhagavad Gita carefully, you know this name, or Srila Prabhupada's books, you'll know this word is often used as an adjective. Bhajante maṁ dhṛdhavra yeshāṁ tvantakataṁ pāpam janānam punya karmānam tidvanva moha nirmukta bhajante maṁ dhṛdhavrataha. Krishna says that persons who have acted piously in this life and in previous lives and who are free from the dualities of delusion can worship me with dhṛdhata, which means firmness. So this term is still used in modern Indian languages. Is it used much in Hindi? Still. In common Hindi? Still. Tamil? Yeah. So it's a common word still, but it's an adjective. It's not usually used. We don't hear of people with the name Dhruta. It's an adjective, but here it's used as a noun, a proper noun or a title of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it means strong, firm, fixed, which is certainly a quality we can expect of the Supreme Lord. If it wasn't so, then he wouldn't be, it would be a disqualification of someone. Even to be spiritual or fixed on the spiritual platform, one has to be firm and strong, strongly fixed. Of course, the strength that devotee has comes from his surrender to Krishna. He's fixed in his surrender to Krishna. Krishna gives strength. But a devotee also has to make his own resolve. The non-devotees who are spiritually aspirants or spiritually advanced, they depend on their own strength, the Mayavadis. That by their own endeavor, they want to become spiritually strong. But a devotee surrenders to Krishna and gets spiritual strength from him. Can you hear me okay? We're getting a lot of noise here from the, I don't know what it is. Hmm?
They can hear you.
Can we, okay.
We can hear you.
We can hear you.
Ugasite svoj mikrofon. Puno galame pravi. Ako možete svoj mikrofon ugasiti. It is mine.
Okay.
Okay.
Skype microphone, guys.
Yeah.
Okay. So Krishna, one of his names, which we find in Vishnu Sahasranam, Sharan, he's the shelter. And that, again, that Sharanyam, that comes up in Bhagavatam, he's worth taking shelter of, or he's a proper person to take shelter of, because he's strong, he can protect us, he's firm, he will protect us, he's firm in his resolve to protect his devotees. So the commentators on this, they give different understandings of how this name applies to him. One thing is that his form is real. it's not some imagined form. Mayavadis, they think avyaktam vyaktim apanam manyante mama buddhayaha. They are unintelligent because they think that Krishna's form is simply a manifestation of that which is nebulous, the non-personal. But that's wrong. They're abuddhiyaha. They're not intelligent by thinking like that. Krishna's form is real and strong and tangible and palpable. Palpable means you can pratyakshagavamangdharamyam. It can actually be experienced directly. As Srila Prabhupada said, you can go to the spiritual world. You can kiss Krishna. So it's not that his form is just something which dissolves or comes into being and goes out. It's actually a form. It's not just some imagination or something that is temporarily manifested from the unmanifest. So similarly, one of the commentators say that the reality of his being who he is, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is established firmly by the Vedic Pramanas. So the Vedas, which are non-different from him, they very strongly establish that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although others, some people may take the Vedic knowledge and try to misinterpret it in some way, but prakyata daiva paramata vidang mataischa. The people who are actually in spiritual knowledge, this is a quote from the Yamunacharya Stotra Ratna, those who are actually in spiritual knowledge, they understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And it's very clear from the Vedic knowledge, it's very firmly established. We see that Srila Prabhupada, he was very firm in he was so strong in establishing Krishna is the Supreme. And he would give this is the evidence. It's indisputable. We have to accept the Vedic knowledge. Then Krishna, he's very firm and determined in his thinking, his words, his actions. If we see Krishna's pastimes, it's not that he's he's not that kind. He's very clear in what he's doing. And when he decides to do something, he does it with full determination and force. He's fully committed to protecting his devotees. In this regard, I'll read something from the Nectar of Devotion. He who is most powerful, most stable and invincible is called Dridha. No, that's not from the Nectar of Devotion, but this is what. In the Mahabharata, Draupadi says, "My dear Govinda, your promise is that your devotee can never be vanquished." So Krishna says that, and it's clear, it's a fact. I believe, she says in that statement, and therefore in all kinds of tribulations, I simply remember your promise, and thus I live. Now we may think, well, this is all some discussion of Vishnu Sahasrara, it's all very philosophical, and has no relationship to our life. It's something about where we have to go on with our life, and you have to get up in the morning and feed the kids and go to work, and this is our holiday, and in Lika you're on a holiday and you're hearing about Krishna, it has no relation to our life, but actually it's completely related to our life. And Draupadi went through so much trouble in her life as a point of being married to the husbands who had a very difficult life, so she went through that with them, but she says that because Krishna has promised that my devotee will never be vanquished. Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashyati. Arjuna, you declare it. My devotee will never be vanquished. Therefore, Draupadi says, therefore I can go on with my life, because I always remember that. We go through so many difficulties, one after the other, but I'm remembering your promise. So, this we can remember also, that Krishna is firm, and we may not be on the level of Draupadi, but Krishna doesn't say, I will protect Arjuna, I will protect Draupadi. He said, no, my devotee, whoever's my devotee. And we may think, well, I'm not a devotee. Then we be a devotee of a devotee. We can, if we take shelter of Srila Prabhupada and all the acharyas, then they will recommend it. We may not be so high level as to be actually a devotee, but if we take shelter of Srila Prabhupada, then Krishna will protect his devotees. So Srila Prabhupada promises us that Krishna will protect us. So Krishna will protect us because he has to protect his devotees' word also. Again from the Nectar of Devotion, Krishna once promised Kunti, the mother of the Pandavas, that he would bring her five sons back from the battlefield of Kurukshetra. After the battle was finished, when all the Pandavas, see now, we read the Mahabharata and we know they all came back alive, but you can imagine Kunti, she's just waiting for any time the news could come, any moment. At any moment in the fight, any one of them or all five of them could have just been killed. Just had, boom, finished. Just you're fighting and you're defeating somebody, all of a sudden the arrow goes and finished. So she was anxiously waiting day after day. What's the news? What's the news? What's the news? The battle finished. All my sons are. Oh, Krishna promised. So she said, Kunti praised Krishna because his promise was so nicely fulfilled. She said, even the sunshine may one day become cool and the moonshine may one day become hot, but still your promise will not fail. In other words, impossible things may happen, but it's not possible that you will renege on your promise. So Krishna's firm in his vow to protect his devotees, and therefore we can trust him. We're asked to put our full trust in Krishna. Krishna says, Savadhaman parityaja, mamekam sharanam vraja, ahangta sarva papebhyo mokshayishami mashucha. He's asking us to completely give ourselves to him. That requires full trust and full faith. Therefore, we should hear about Krishna, how he's quite competent to protect us, and he will protect us. He's firm and strong, he's able to protect us, and he's firm and strong in his resolve to protect us also. So this name relates with other names, of course, also. I'll just give Baladev Vidyabhushan, our Gauriya commentator. He gives meaning different to the other commentators, but in this one he says he's extremely powerful. So that fits with the other commentators. This name that fits with in this verse of Vishnu Sahasranam also comes the name Ajita. He who is never conquered. So he's not conquered in battle, means he's very strong and powerful, unconquerable. Achyuta, he never falls down. He doesn't become bewildered like a conditioned soul. The same philosophy he spoke to Vivasvan, he spoke again to Arjuna. It's not that, I've been thinking about it. Actually, I think there are four modes of material nature. No, it's three modes. Always was, will be. Everything that Krishna speaks, it's the truth. It doesn't change. In that sense, there's no time for Krishna also. He is time. That's one of his names here in Vishnu Sahasranama. Kala. But he's beyond time, and the same Krishna. If we find Krishna, if we go back in a time machine or go back to Krishna speaking to Vivasvan, and then we come 5,000 years ago, and we find Srila Prabhupada speaking the same thing, it's the same philosophy. Where is Srila Prabhupada now? In another universe, what's he doing? He's speaking the same philosophy. It's not going to be something different. It's going to be the same, because the message is straightforward, clear, and Krishna's message is also very dhrita, very firm, powerful, and fixed. So we can become strong by taking shelter of he who is strong, Krishna. Hare Krishna. That's all I'm going to speak on this name now, unless there's any question about this. They have to call. I see. Okay, now they'll put it on. All glories to
Jesus. Thank you very much.
That's it. Sounds like they finished. Is it? You're all over there?
Yes, we are.
Okay. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.